So the Mishnah presents an analogy. Raining on Sukkos is like the Eved serving his master. V'shafach le'kitoin al ponav. Says the Gemara, Mishafach le'mi. Who poured the pitcher of water on whose face? Was it the Rav pouring it onto Eved or vice versa? Rashi learns, really there's not much of an afkamina. It's just a question of how to be mefarish the Mishnah. Other mefarshim take a different approach. The Ritva brings such a pshat. There is a slight difference between both pshatim. And he explains like this. When it's the Eved pouring the Kitoin al Panav of the Rabbi, what does that show? It shows that he's being negligent. He's being indifferent to serving the Rebbe. He's not doing it properly. It's a display of indifference. Likewise, if it rains on Sukkos, it's an indication of the fact that we're not serving Hashem properly. And we're not really deserving of doing that mitzvah. The other pshat is that the rabbi is actually pouring the pitcher al panav of the Eved, which is a more outright show of rejection. You're not right to serve me. You did something terribly wrong. You're Baal Chet. What are you doing serving me? That's more severe. When it rains on Sukkos, according to this pshat, it's an indication, it's a demonstration, a display of rejection on account of Hashem, Chas V'Shalom. And the nafkamina would be how quick to get out of the sukkah. If it's the first pshat, that it's an indication of indifference, the fact that the Eved isn't really living up to standards. He isn't doing what he's really meant to do properly. It's like he accidentally spills out the pitcher of liquid. So that's what rain on sukkahs indicates. If that's the case, then the Eved should linger around. He doesn't necessarily have to run out of the sukkah. Because, after all, he's really at fault, and perhaps he should show that it's difficult for him to leave, to lose that opportunity to serve Hashem. But, on the other hand, if it's the rabbi pouring the pitcher of water on the face of the Eved, get out right away. It's a show of rejection. You don't belong there right now. It's a bigger covet to leave immediately. You don't belong here now. So that is a tikkun. That is initiation of the remedial procedure. Leave right away to sort of pacify the other, to show that you acknowledge that you've been rejected, and come back later for another try. But at this point, leave immediately. So that would be enough gemina. Whether to linger around, if it's a show of indifference on account of the Eved, shows that he's not living up to par, then perhaps he should leave reluctantly. But if it's a show of rejection, turn around and leave immediately, as soon as it starts raining. Okay, let's go over to Lulav HaGozel. So the Mishnah begins, Lulav HaGozel al Yavish is possible. The Gemara says, well, Yavish applies throughout Sukkos, whether on the first day, whether on the second day, it's only the Rabbanim. There are three approaches in the Rishonim, how to understand the Gemara. Rashi learns, you need to have a beautiful mitzvah, Zekei Levan Veil, which applies even on the second day when it's only the Rabbanim. Tosis learns differently. He says, really, we do find a difference between the first and the second day. So, Lokachta and Chem B'yem HaRishayim, Priyetz Hadar, certain halachas only apply on the first day. For instance, you could take a Esther, which is Chaser, which is missing part of its flesh. That's Kasher for the second day. So, Tosis seeks to differentiate between different types of psulim, some which apply equally on all days, and some which only apply on the days which it's Midaraisa. And he says, when it's Be'ikar HaLakicha, when it's part and parcel of the Lekicha itself, for instance, take four minim. For instance, each individual has to have his own set. You can't be Yotze by Bezdin doing it for all, etc. All these things are an integral part of the Masa Lekicha, and it certainly applies whether on the first day or on the second day, we're telling the Rabbanon. Rabbanon Mesakin, Mesakin, the Mitzvah Rabbanon, in a way which resembles, which mirrors the Mitzvah Deraisa. Likewise, on Hadar, he says, it's part and parcel of that Mitzvah, it's Hidr Mitzvah. It's an integral part of the Lekicha, and that applies even on the Rabbanon days. When it comes to chaser, a missing esrei, when it comes to shol, borrowed, those are minor details. And that only applies on the first day, but not from the second day onward. The Ran learns differently. He says like this. He has an interesting concept. When the pasuk says, Lokachta lochem, priyetz hoder, has to be pretty, beautiful, there's no set value to that. There's no exact definition. In the Ran's words, Mashron hakosav l'chacham. Hashem gave it over to the Chacham to determine, to define, and to apply the din of Hadar, They're going to determine when and how to apply Hadr, according to their discretion. We find this on Chol HaMoed, we find this in other places, that we have a pasuk, and the Rishonim explain that the Torah left it up to the Chacham, to their discretion, to apply, to implement the concept. Therefore, says the Ran, within a Hadr, we can have two levels. There's a major Hadr and a minor Hadr. So he says when it's a great deficiency in the Hadr, it's really, really lacking beauty. That gross lack of Hadr applies throughout Yom Tov, even on days where it's only the Rabbanon. But when it's just a minor Chisorin and Hadr, just lacking a little bit of Hadr, that's strictly going to be applied only on the first day. Therefore he says, if you had dried out, well look, that's pretty bad. He says that applies even on the second day. But when it comes to, let's say, Esrog just missing a bit, that's not a gross violation of Hadr. It still has Hidr to it. The rest of it is nice. Therefore he says, well, not so machmer. On the second day, that only applies on the first day, it's a mitzvah d'oraisa, more machmer. We require a greater degree and level of Hidr as opposed to the second day onward, where we suffice with a low level of Hadr. So according to the Ran, it's interesting. The Hadr concept isn't an absolute concept. This is Hadr, that's not. There are different levels, Madregis and beauty and Hidr. And on the first day, which is the Raisa, we're more Machmer. On the second day, which is the Rabban, we're Mekel. We allow for a lower level of Hidr to suffice. It's interesting that this concept of Masr Nakasav L'Chacham by Hidr has a very practical application. The Gemara later on, the Flamet Al speaks about a case where they had no lulavim, and they would use the same lulav year after year. The Gemara explains because it was a shasat chak. They were pressed, they didn't have. So they were allowed to use even a dried out lulav, and the Rishonim asked, what do you mean? Dried out lulav is possible. Lulav HaGazal Yavash is possible. Why are you bothering taking a dried out lulav? Farshim answer, based on this run. The concept of dried out, the concept of lacking hidr, was something given over to the Chachamim's judgment. They would determine when, where, and how to apply that concept here. And they had no choice. It was just a tchak. It's either take a dried out lulav, which doesn't have hadr, or no lulav at all. And they determined, b'chachmasam, do away with hadr, which is an added, a supplemental element to the mitzvah. Do away with that, rather than giving up the entire mitzvah. So it was a judgment call. Better take a dried out lulav, mimakayim, at least the basic ma'isa mitzvah, even if you don't have the added element of hadr. This is the Ran. This works very well with that svara. Hadr isn't an absolute value. It was given over to the Chachamim to apply it according to their discretion, and they perhaps would determine that sometimes if hadr is going to be at the expense of the actual mitzvah, better do the mitzvah without beautifying it than beautify without the mitzvah. There's another Lishitasa in the Ran, because you see, back in the beginning of the Mishnah, we have Lulav HaGazal VaYavish Pasul, and we have several Pshatim in Rishonim how to define what does Yavish mean. And the Ran says, it's not this, it's not that, it's not 12 months, it's not cracking with a nail. It's something which appears dry. There's no absolute value to it. If it appears like it's dried out and white and lacking life, he says that's called Yavish. So it's Lishitasa. Hadr is a relative concept. It's Masr Nakasul Chacham. And if it looks dry, it's dry. And it's no longer Hadr, it cannot be used for mitzvah.